Okay, we'll be learning tonight Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes. We'll be discussing amongst other shailas the shaila if a woman wants to line for herself, can she? Can a woman read the Megillah herself? Can she read it herself if she wants for herself privately? And if yes, does she make a bracha? That's one question we'll address. Another shaila we'll address is what about children? Children. First of all, when are you considered higya lechinuch? When are they obligated to listen to the Megillah? Is it 4 years old, 6 years old? When they can make a great noise for Haman? Is that the threshold? Is it when they can? Is it eight? Is it what's the age that a child is obligated to listen to the Megillah? Another question that we're going to be addressing is, well, what happens if you've got a very young child who is gil chinuch, though, say a 10, 12 year old child who is able to read the Megillah very nicely, can he be moitzi others? Can a child who is gil chinuch be moitzi others for kiyasa Megillah? Good shailas, and we'll be addressing those in Mitzvah Hashem tonight. Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes, shakol chayov bekiyasa Megillah. Everybody's obligated to listen to the Megillah. Seif Aleph. Hakoil chayovim bekriyoso. Everybody's obligated to listen to the Megillah. Oh, says the Shulchan Aruch. Anoshim, you're addressing Seif Beis. We'll get to that shortly. Anoshim, men. Venoshim, women. Vegeirim and geirim. Geirim are also obligated to listen to the Megillah. Ve'avotim eshechachim and slaves which have been redeemed. Avotim eshechachim are also obligated to listen to Megillah. We educate children to read the Megillah. Okay, now Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph is going to lead us to a really interesting topic. Sif Katan Aleph Mishnah Bo Venoshim. Women. Yes, women are obligated to listen to Megillah. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph. Af the kiyahu dovar shazman gomer. You may argue that it's time bound. And we all know that mitzvahs are time bound, women are exempt. So why are women obligated to listen to the Megillah? Says the Mishneh Berurah, Mikol Mokum Chayavos, women are obligated. She'afhein hoyu ba'oisa ha'neis, they were also included in the neis. They also suffered from the great danger and they were eventually freed from the danger. So they were also included in the neis and therefore they are obligated to hear. By the way, the poskim later, in the later siman, say that this is actually also the reason why women are there. Are they or are they not obligated in Mishloach Manos? Women are obligated in Mishloach Manos? They are. It's a big question, but how would they actually fulfill it? But yes, they are. They are obligated to Mishloach Manos, yes. What about Matanos Lev Yoinim? Also. So although all those mitzvahs are really time-bound, but nevertheless, they're obligated. Why? Because Afein Oisibonis. We'll address the Mitzvah Hashem when we get to that Simon. We'll address how they actually fulfill it. In technical terms, but yes, they are definitely obligated. Because the gzeira there was also on them. Because the pasuk in the Megillah says, "Lochein." Therefore, so the man is obligated to read the Megillah in his house. Lifnei before absolus, the young girls, the meshasas, even the maid servants, they all need to listen to the Megillah. It's time bound, yes, but they're also obligated. And in some places, the minhag is, noyagin, with the custom is, shem hol chois leveis hakneses. So Mishneh Berurah first says that the husband should read for them in the house. In some places, Mishneh Berurah, husbands don't do that, and women go to shul. Let us not shame to the women's shul, lishmarakia, to listen to Megillah. But I'm not so sure, says the Mishneh Berurah, I'm in doubt. How can women fulfill the obligation in the Ezra's Noshim? The Yevsha Lishmer Hashem Kedin, because you can't hear a word there in the Ezra's Noshim. So you can't hear properly, so therefore you can't fulfill the mitzvah. So that tells us quite a clear picture about the Ezra's Noshim in Radin in the 1920s. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very good. Mechitzah, very good. Yeah, brick mechitzahs, definitely. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But.
Oh,
right. Right. Yeah. The Gaon writes famously in his letter that he wrote for his daughters when he left, famously, when he left, the Gaon intended to leave to Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote a letter for his daughters. And he writes, one thing I'm asking for you. I don't want you to go to shul. That was his bakosh that he's asked his daughters. I don't want you to go to shul. Because in shul, you're going to end up speaking Lashon Hara. This is what the Gaon writes here. And I end up, I prefer you not to go to shul. That was one of the, unbelievable. That's what the Vilna Gaon wrote to his daughters. Vilna Gaon to his daughters in the letter. But of course, it's certainly if the Ezes Noshim is quiet and calm and you can hear everything, of course, Ezes Noshim is an ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah. Now I'd like to share with you, as the Mishneh Berurah says, he's very, very clear about this, that women must hear the Megillah and they have the same level of obligation than us. That's the Mishneh Berurah paskens. So women have to be aware, they need to be there on time, they need to listen every word, they need to follow it inside, and women have to fulfill the mitzvah like us. No, it's not any lower level of obligation. They have the same, pastors, it means that they have got therefore the same obligation that we do. I'd like to share with you an unbelievable Lekat Yosha, which I was unaware of, and I saw it now. It's unbelievable. Lekat Yosha, it says a beautiful svara. It's not quoted in majority of the Achronim, they don't quote it. But I'd like to share it with you. Again, the Mishneh Berurah does not pasken like that with what I'm going to share with you now. But I think the Svara is such an interesting Svara that I'd like to share with you. But I'm making a very clear disclaimer. We don't pasken like that. It's not really brought down in the average Achronim. Lekat Yosha says that since there is an element, the whole idea, it's true that it's an Av Hein Hoysa Boysa Anes. Av Hein Hoysa Boysa Anes is really a level of pirsum ha'neis. We want them to be part of the publication of the publicizing the neis. Says the Lekat Yosha, and some achronim bring it. They say, well, if that's the case, it makes sense to say, if it's the pirsum ha'neis element that is so crucial, it may make sense that if they don't hear a letter here, they don't hear a word there totally accurately, the word he says, chituch ha'osius, if it's not sharp and absolutely clear, he says, is there still a pirsum ha'neis by all the women coming to shul, listening to the Megillah? They don't hear a little word there. They miss a letter there. Is there still a pirsum ha'neis or not? Says the Lekat Yosha. What do you think? Yeah. Says the Lekat Yosha, you know what? Ladies, because there's still a pirsum ha'neis, there is still a pirsum ha'neis by them coming to shul, listening to the Megillah, even if they fail to hear everything absolutely accurately, says the Lekat Yosha, they're still fulfilling the mitzvah. Yes, they have to be there for the beginning. Yes, they have to hear the bulk of the Megillah, they do. But if they once, he even thinks, what happens if they're not off in the middle? Which I have a feeling it's more relevant for us than for the ladies. But if this were to happen, says the Lekat Yosha, what happens then? Lekat Yosha says, Torechin could be that still Yotze. If they're just not off for a minute, we are certainly not Yotze. If that happens to the pastors, we're not Yotze the mitzvah. You better go and listen again. We're going to speak about that in Mitzvah Shem. But we have an absolute obligation to listen to every single word, in fact, every single letter. But the Lekat Yosha thinks that he explores, and he says that could be that since the whole idea is Pirsum Anes, could be the Easter, for the women is the Pirsum Anes element, which makes it Chai. Could be that if they felt this word missing there, letter missing, didn't hear exactly, could be they're still fulfilling it. So what do you think about this, Rabbi Yisrael? Interesting story? You don't find it so... Why is it not like Rashi? Oh, yeah, oh, it's the Moitzi part. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a clear proof. Yeah, sure, definitely. Not like Ashi, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I guess it's not like anyone who says that women are chayav to hear Megillah.
Certainly. Definitely, 100%. Yeah. It's definitely, that svar is an interesting svar. It's definitely not the main halach, and it's definitely something that generally we pass can write. Okay. Sif Kotten Gimel addresses the Ketanim. What about girls? 8-year-old girls, 10-year-old girls, have they ever got an obligation to listen to the Megillah? 8-year-old? 10-year-old? Yes? No? They've reached chinuch. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel. Hainu mi sheigia le mitzvahs chinuch. Yes, any child who has reached the age of chinuch is obligated. Ein lekamo masifov. Ve kim in the gam noshim chayovois. Since also women are obligated. Poshut, it's straightforward, it's self-understood. The gam bektanos yesh b'em shum mitzvah chinuch. Also, young girls, once they reach the age of chinuch, which we'll address and define shortly, yes, they have to go to the listen to the Megillah. There's an absolute obligation for girls as well to listen. Once they reach the age of chinuch, which we'll see soon what that is, they have an obligation to listen to the Megillah. Yeah. Save base. Echad that's your point. Echad akoyre, ve'echad hashemea min akoyre. Whether it's the person reading the Megillah, or whether it's the echad hashemea min akoyre, whether it's somebody hearing from the person lining, yotzdei chavosoy. So he says over here, you don't actually have to physically say it. You don't have to physically say it. You can, by listening, by hearing, you're also fulfilling the mitzvah. However, the big point, v'hu, and providing, sheyishma memishu chayv bekiyoso. You can't just say, since the mitzvah is to hear the Megillah, she could have said, well, then I can listen, I can hear it from a tape recorder. No. Or you can hear it from a cotton. No. You have to, it's true that the mitzvah is to hear it, but you need to hear it from someone who is a bar chiyuva. You have to hear the Megillah from somebody who's a bar chiyuva. Lefichach, therefore, if the person who is a person who is a cheresh, he never can't hear, he's deaf, oi cotton, or he's a child, oi shoite, or he's a shoite, he doesn't know, he's a shoite, he's gonna das, yeah. Hashemea mimenu, somebody who hears from him, lo yotzo, it's not yotzo, it could be of God, a cotton who reads the Megillah beautifully. You could have a cheresh who reads the Megillah beautifully, can't hear himself, but he says the Megillah beautifully. Nevertheless, since they're all not bach yuva, you're not yotzo the mitzvah. V'yesh omim says the Shulchan Aruch, some say, shanoshim, that women, einu metzias is anoshim. Women cannot be moitzi men. Well, that, of course, we can see straight away, this is a quite a chiddush. Why is this a chiddush? Because we would have thought that since now the lemais are obligated, I would have thought that, well, if sins are obligated, so if a woman is obligated, why can't she be moitzi a man? Kiddush is obligated. Oh, why can't they take a knot? Oh, very good. So it's an external reason. You're saying it's an external reason. You're right. It's an external reason because of busha. He said that it's inappropriate that a woman should be moitzi a man. We'll get to the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Right. Okay, we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah, yeah. V'yesh, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll get to that. V'yesh, omu shanoshim, einu matzias anoshim. Some say that noshim cannot be moitzi men. The Ramah goes off, carries on from there, and he says, "V'yesh oimu some say ima isha koyra le'atzma. If a woman wants to read the Megillah for herself, mevareches, she can make a bracha lishmoya Megillah, to hear the Megillah. She'ainu chiyav is bekir, because she's not obligated to read the Megillah. It's the mitzvah to shmiya the Megillah. Therefore, she can make a bracha, and that's the bracha she's going to make. Now let us see. There's quite a lot of Mishnah Berurah we need to address over here. Seif Katan Hein Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the following: Hainu, what is a cheresh? A cheresh is not, cannot be moitzi a person. So a cheresh means a deaf person. Hainu medaber ve'enu shomea klal. So the Mishnah Berurah cheresh, the Gemara says, somebody who can talk but he cannot hear a thing. He never can hear a thing. Ve'afal gav. And although the ba'al mekayim alone, that generally we paskan de'im lo yishmia le'oznoi yotzo, that normally somebody who lo yishmia le'oznoi, who doesn't say it loud enough that he can't hear himself, he's still yotze k'dal b'sim tzamech beis b'sim kuf be'ei. We find other areas of halacha. If you can't hear yourself, you are still yotze. Hocha, here it's different. Le'inin megillah, with regards to megillah, do mishum pirsum nisa. Since the whole idea is to mefasim the nes, hichmiru b'yoyse. There's an additional chumra over here that you need to be able to say the Megillah loud enough you can hear it, that you need to be able to hear it yourself. A cheresh, he can't hear himself. Since he can't hear himself, he hasn't got this, he's not, he had the chumra over here, there's a certain, specifically, he can't hear himself, therefore, he cannot be moitzi others regards to kiyas Megillah. Because there is an element of pirsum anes, you need to be able to say it loudly, and you need to be able to hear what you're saying, and therefore you won't be able to be moitzi others. If I just skip a couple of lines further down, the last two lines of this Mishnah Berurah says something which is very relevant. V'das, says the Mishnah Berurah, the misha kovda oznov, somebody is a little bit hard of hearing, or ishu rochim min abima, or if somebody's standing distance from the bima, ve'eino yochel ishmaya heitev min akoyre. Some of you can't hear the Baal Keir well, either because it's a bit hard of hearing, or because it's a little bit far from the bima. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yizoi should be careful. Likois le'atzma me'megila k'sheira. He gives us a vidah, so a little bit of an opening with regards to the sugya of that we're going to be discussing in a later siman. But we see over here already, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you feel that you can't hear a word because you are far from the bima, or if Chalid is somebody can't hear well, Yizoi likois le'atzma me'megila k'sheira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what should you do? Get yourself a megila k'sheira. A kosher megillah. Get yourself a kosher megillah. Oy, al kulponim yechos chumash, or at the very least hold the chumash. Va'tevois, and the letters sheyechsaloi that you are missing, yoyma teichav min chumash. Say them straight away from the chumash. That is based on halacha. You can still, we're going to see that later, Mitzvah Hashem, that you can still fulfill the mitzvah by, if you just some words were read from a megillah which is not kosher, you can still fulfill the mitzvah. Consequently, says the Mishnah, well, if you find yourself that you failed to hear a word, you didn't hear something, be it because the person is hard of hearing, or because you just didn't hear it, the etzah is to have a kosher megillah in front, ideally a kosher megillah, just say the word you didn't hear, or if a chumash is fine as well. So this is
straight away you're
going to
catch up.
You have to say it quite fast. But what's the alternative? What would you say? What would you recommend for this individual who didn't hear?
Get closer.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, get closer. Yeah, 100%. But if somebody attacker doesn't hear, we're going to get to that also with regards to Haman. If a person, you know, the Baal Keir started again too quickly and there was still noise going on. In the beginning of the Megillah, as it was carrying on, you didn't hear the first word properly. The same etzah will apply. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem in due course. Sef Kotten Vav is the says the Mishnah Berurah. Sef Kotten Vav Afal Gav the Kotten Nami Chayev. So the Mishnah Berurah here. Before I actually get to Sef Kotten Vav, I just want to spend a minute discussing what is the age of Chinuch. What is the age of Chinuch? And I'm sure there's going to be some very opinionated members here today. What is the age of Chinuch with regard to Megillah? So just to recap, when we spoke about Sukkah, what was the halacha of Sukkah? When is a child obligated?
Six or seven.
What about Dalet Minim?
When he knows how to do it,
the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we've got. To, when he knows how to do it, what age is that? Yeah, you think that simple Nanuim, you need to be 9 years old? Nanuim, yeah, you think so?
Seven.
I think younger.
Seven.
7 years old? No? Yes, yeah, when? Shuckling the. Seven. Pardon? Pardon? Yeah, but that's interesting. The Gemara does say that. The Gemara said it's very interesting, although it's not Leikuva. It seems to be what the poskim speak out there is that that's the full way of fulfilling the mitzvah. So, lechatchile for chinuch, and mechanech them to lechatchile the way of fulfilling mitzvah. Although it's not Leikuva. Very good. Okay, well, let's address that. Let's just 1 second. So we're learning that generally, most mitzvahs, chinuch age starts about 6 years old, 7 years old. What's the age of, what would be the defining point with regards to Megillah? What would you say? When you can do what?
Sit quietly,
the whole thing. When is it? I don't know, I'm not going to say my age, but I don't know if I, without the hormones in the middle, what would we do? Understands the nes. You're saying that it's the understanding of the nes. You're saying that it's sitting quietly through the Megillah. Okay.
I'm saying it has to be because it's got to disturb other people.
Oh, good. You're saying not only for himself, but also he can't be on somebody else's cheshbon. What age? What age is a child in Gyal Chinuch? And why? What's the kaveh? What do you think? So you're saying also a bit similar to you, the understanding cognitively the nays.
But I'd say it's going to differ from the child.
Now, why, I just want to understand both of you. You're saying that it's the understanding of the nays. We don't really find that by the na'anuim. The fact that it's, like the Gemara says, but the na'anuim, that, to say to the sultan, girlei necha, which is, that's when, you know, that's why we should do the na'anuim, is because of the sultan and the ruchois. The ideas, the concepts of the Na'anuim, which are very deep. I don't think that's what that's the kaveh with regards to Na'anuim.
There's no tachlis in the Megillah.
You're saying that because the piercing of my nails is much more essential. Yeah?
And hold them, and then we
enter.
So there's no Torah doesn't bring down all the different Kabbalistic intentions.
Right.
Of,
okay, just saying that. Good.
It could hold the whole concept of Purim altogether from the beginning to the end is because the Kodesh Baruch saved us. Which is, if you can't get that, then you're not going to be Torah Kodesh.
The consensus of the Poskim is that the obligation of Chinuch with regards to Kiyas HaMegillah is when they are about 8 or 9 years old, because being, which is of course much older than other mitzvahs, because you need to be able to listen, as you said, listen to the Megillah from the beginning to the end, which you need to be quite the age of certain level of maturity to be able to listen to the Megillah from beginning to the end, sit quietly, listen, you know, whilst concentrating and focusing throughout the Megillah. There's definitely a certain level of maturity which is necessary for that. And that you won't have a 6-year-old, maybe some, but definitely not the average 6-year-old, 7-year-old, won't be able to do that. So the age that is normally written in the poskim, that the poskim write, is about 8 to 9 years old. I don't think all the 8 years old can do it. I don't think so. But nine, that's the age, that's when he's a gyal echinuch. That's when he's a gyal echinuch. There is a mchudishtige psak, Bernissen Karelitz, who says the following. I think it's a very chumadig, very interesting approach though. He says that really you could fulfill the mitzvah, certainly, by reading the Megillah as well. So he says, how old is a child when he can read the Megillah in his own speed? You can read before that. You can read the Megillah, you can... No understanding. Without understanding. You're right. Understanding, you're right. Without understanding. Just reading the Megillah.
It's very long though, isn't it?
It's very long, but in his own speed. Yeah, with giving breaks in the middle. Without Nakudas. Or you know what? You can give him Nakudas because with the average you'll be out to that way as well. Yeah, you're going without that. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. So, Nissen Kehelet says, right, it's definitely much younger than listening through the Megillah. So he claims that could be, that's going to be the defining moment. That if he can read it, since in theory you could fulfill the mitzvah by reading the Megillah, it's a good point about that, since you could fulfill the mitzvah by reading the Megillah, so if he can read it in his own speed, that's when he's going to be obligated. So according to that, he'll be much younger. I don't think that's the general psak, but that's an interesting approach. Yeah. You're saying that, yeah, that's a good duke. Although everybody agrees that the obligation is not really to read it, but you're saying that he still takes...
The Amorah Kodim tell you that the cross doesn't mean literally.
It does literally,
to hear it.
But it's a good point. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Cotton Vav. Oi Cotton, Afal Gav, the Cotton Nami Chayv Al Koponim Mid Rabon, Klal Tzif Al Aleph. He wants to know over here, if a Mikotten, can a child be Moitzin adult? Can a child be moitzin adult? Says the Mishnah Berurah that although a katan is also obligated mit rabbanon for chinuch, afiloch nevertheless ein yochel loitzis a godli cannot be moitzi a godl. He cannot be moitzi an adult. Why? The legabe katan have a trade rabbanon. A child has got double the rabbanon over here. Roitzeloima, he's got double. The etzim kiras a megillah have rak mit divrei soifrim. The listening to megillah is only mit divrei soifrim. You see the word that he says mit divrei soifrim. He doesn't actually say the word mit rabbanon over here, but he still calls it in the halachic level of the rabbanon. So he says that there's a double. A child has got double the rabbanon over here. Why? The whole obligation of listening to Megillah, one rabbanon, chenuch, two rabbanon. It's a double rabbanon. A double rabbanon cannot be moitzi an adult, which is a single rabbanon. Mashenkem begot lavechad rabbanon, veloy osi trei rabbanon. A double rabbanon cannot come. Umafik chad rabbanon be moitzi one rabbanon. Good. That's a machloekes achronim. That's what Mishnah Berurah had. That's Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning here. Yes. Yeah. It's a machloekes achronim. Because you're right. In Rashi, it's explicit. Yes. Yeah. It's a machloekes achronim. Vehinele elbasim tofresh ein hey. We find that there is such a concept of a child being moitzi adults with regards to hadlokas neiros. Those opinions will hold that you can also that hadlokas neiros, that child can be moitzi an adult with hadlokas neiros. They indeed will agree here as well. They'll hold here as well that they can be moitzin adol b'kiras ha-megillah, but that's not how we pass it. I'm b'kedinim shekotz b'shem samadechaya. On the extreme circumstances, k'she'ein shem anoshim b'kim b'mikro megillah, yochol leitzim k'tanim shigia lechinuch. If you come to a situation that there's no adult who can read, and there's only one child who's pre-bar mitzvah, who is the one who can read, there's nobody else who can do it, you can rely on that opinion. Imagine that shul, that has nobody can read the Megillah, and they're all, in a very difficult, extreme situation, and there's one child that comes, and he says, I actually can read it. He's pre-bar mitzvah. So he'll be, if there's no other option, yes, we're going to be Mekel, and we're going to be Matir, a cotton to be Motzi, the Gdolim. Fancy that? Yeah? Okay. Now, just to finish off with Sifkot and Zayin, because that's something that was mentioned, says this over here, there's a reason, an external reason indeed, why women cannot be moitzi men. Why? It's not respectful for the tzibur if a woman is moitzi the oilem. Therefore, even if it's one woman who says, "I'll show you how to read the Megillah," she tells her husband, "I'll show you how to read it," it's still inappropriate. It's not covered because of loy plug. He said, additionally, there's an additional point as well, which the Rama mentioned. That could be that she has a slightly different level of obligation, a different type of obligation, because her obligation is shmiya. And therefore, with regards to the reading, she cannot be moitzi the man. If you've got a group of ladies who want to be a group of ladies. Yes, that's right. You're right. One individual. That's right. Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah is not muchach though. Yeah, could be a chaverto. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So al kaponim, what we see over here is that the point of the reason why the first approach in the Mishnah Berurah, the main reason why a woman cannot be moitzi for Kiyas HaMegillah is because of Koyd HaTzibur. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says the same will apply also as Loi Pluk also for one woman being moitzi. One man, loy plug, we don't do it, it's loy plug. And the Mishnah Berurah then continues, that could be that there's a different type of obligation. A woman could be just got a different type of obligation, not kiyah, but shmiya, and therefore she won't be able to moitzi other men. One woman, Mishnah Berurah passes at the end, is certainly allowed to be moitzi her friend. That's right, one, yeah. What would happen then? We're saying that if there's men, what would be the halacha? What with the bacha? Certainly not. Only one woman. Well, it sounds like no. I don't know. It sounds like you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. It shouldn't. So I don't know what the. It looks like he won't. You know, they won't do it.
If one lady for a group of ladies is going to be zil.
Yeah, that's true. So Lemay said the answer is they have to find someone else to do it. Okay, yeah.